This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Wednesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project examines life on the financial edge. Today, a closer look at the growing number of people who don't have a place to live. According to the latest figures, nearly 26,000 people in Texas are homeless, and Dallas has the largest homeless population in the state. Juan Pablo Garnum has been covering this for the Texas Tribune, and he's here to dig into the data. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
First off, 26,000 is a big number. How does Texas' homeless population compare to other states?
We're certainly lower than California, for example, or even or New York. But 26,000 is still a big number. And the trend in general, it's upwards. So it should be a matter of worry.
More than 4,500 people are homeless in Dallas, about 3,900 in Houston. What's behind those numbers? Why does Dallas have the most homeless people in Texas?
The main reason that advocates give is the problem of housing affordability here in Dallas, right? There is not enough affordable housing for people. There is a lot of construction of rental supply, but not enough is aimed towards like people that are low income. So we are building a lot of housing in Dallas and in the suburbs of Dallas, but not enough for people that are in that bracket of the economical income. Yeah.
Now, you clearly communicated with a lot of homeless organizations to gather data for this report. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, how do they feel about Texas and the way the state is addressing homelessness?
I think Texas, there are reasons to be worried and there are reasons to be optimistic. Let's start with the bad news. The numbers are going up. A state that has traditionally been thought of as affordable is slowly becoming less affordable with the growth that we have. There's more people coming into the state. There's more demand for housing. And that's clearly driving numbers up in terms of homelessness. And I don't know if the advocates feel that the state is doing enough to fight that. You know, I think that a lot of the organizations want to have more support from the state and from the ledge.
What do those organizations think it's going to take to get more people in homes?
They know what they can do. They have learned that it's really important to coordinate between each other. We have a lot of churches, organizations, community groups working to provide help to people experiencing homelessness. And the cities that have been successful are the ones that manage to coordinate and they talk to each other and they go one by one. They keep track of the people. They try to find answers because everyone has very different problems and very different solutions. So cities that have been successful in those terms have managed to understand that keeping track of people, keeping track of data can do great things in terms of getting solutions. And then the most important thing is giving housing to everyone no matter what. So trying to find any kind of way to open an extra room, an extra bed for someone, one person at a time, that certainly helped. And in some places like Houston, for example, to do that, what they've done is like to be very, very smart in terms of trying to get the funds from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Other cities are just being creative and trying to get money from philanthropy. But in general, you need more homes, especially for housing the chronically homeless, which are people that are more vulnerable and that probably without help, they wouldn't be able to get out of the streets.
Juan Pablo Garnum is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.